don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. On the weekend is when he will ski. It's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the sweet spot 1-3. He Eiffel Tower the glizzy with Jerry. It's the afternoon J-U-B.
2:38 on the sweet spot on a Tuesday, and that can mean one thing and one thing only. And Ham, this is sponsored, is it not?
Globe Life.
Yes, and let's say hello to our good friend, one George Dunham of the Morning Musers and the Musers of the podcast, the Texas Radio Hall of Famer. How are we doing this Tuesday, George?
I'm doing great. I really am. How are you guys?
Big week ahead. We're pretty amped for the Summer Chill soccer party happening at Sidecar Social in Frisco.
Man. It's free. Is that going to be fun or what?
Absolutely free. And do you have your Time Waster song squared away?
I do. We have rehearsal tomorrow night, and we'll just see how it goes.
All right.
How are your, what's your excitement level for upcoming World Cup?
From like 1 to 10?
Yeah, let's go 1 to 10.
3.
Oh, okay. It's
no, it's not. I was just being a jerk. No, it's high. It's it's 8-ish, 9-ish. I think this is going to be great. I really do.
I feel like most people were hovering, like, leading up to it. If you don't follow soccer, like you and I do, I know Sean's a big soccer
guy. It's soccer, Mino.
It's soccer.
Right.
But I think there'll be something cool once it starts. It's in our backyard. Like,
there's nothing
like
it.
Just going to the grocery store and I'm seeing everything is like World Cup, and I'm getting like World Cup shampoo now because that's all they have. But once it starts, like, I think it's going to be actually just going and watching games at a bar or something and watching Team USA and, you know, hearing everybody talk about the HBO documentary on Team USA. I want to start that just to kind of get familiarized with it, because I haven't really watched soccer much since the last World Cup. And I know Messi. Messi's playing in it.
You know what got me fired up?
What's that?
Since it's on Fox. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but Fox 4's Yellow Lab is into it.
Oh.
And he was outside Dallas Stadium with a soccer ball in his mouth saying it's the, what did he say it was? It's the biggest fetching contest.
Okay. That would be the great Poppy you're talking about. Yeah. We met Poppy a couple weekends ago.
Poppy's a
great
dog.
Man, that dog
awesome.
Is great.
Yeah.
It's a Labrador Retriever. A big, big believer. So, yeah, the fact that Poppy is fired up, I, therefore, am fired up. Absolutely.
So back in 94, the ticket was just getting off the ground when the World Cup was here, right? That summer.
Yes.
What were your lasting memories of that experience?
I don't know if I've told you guys this before, but we went to what I think was the first game in Dallas at the Cotton Bowl. Craig and I did.
Is that Argentina?
No. It was Spain and South Korea.
Okay. Mm.
And I believe a 2-2 tie. And it was the atmosphere was awesome. I mean, we were in the South Korea end of the stadium, and that was just cool to me. I mean, there were 40,000 people. It was like Texas OU. It was 40,000 South Korea fans and 40,000 Spain fans. And it was loud, and they had chants. And we got the South Korean fans doing the Florida State tomahawk chop. And all of a sudden, they just started joining in. And
big Charlie Ward fans in South Korea, of course.
But you know what that night was? That was White Bronco night.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I guess that's the last memory from that day.
Yeah. Well, we got outside the Cotton Bowl and we said, well, hey, let's check in on the NBA finals. I mean, if we did have phones, they didn't have like updates on them. Mm-hmm. We couldn't, you know, there was no Instagram or Twitter or anything. So I had no idea the Bronco thing was going on. And then we went into this bar, and the NBA Finals was a little square at the bottom left. And then someone said, yeah, OJ's on the run, and there's OJ in the White Bronco. It was that same night.
Wild.
That would have been insane if that happened in the, like social media era.
Oh my God.
Now.
Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, yeah. Like,
because I was I don't know, 6 years old at the time, so I didn't really get to get into it like you did. Like, I can imagine just going to a bar to watch the finals, and you see that, and then that's what everybody's interested in from then on.
Yeah, and then everyone's trying to bring you up to date. Okay, so it's been this slow chase, and then now he's at his house, and they're afraid he's going to shoot himself, and it was just, I can't imagine trying to watch that as a kid.
Well,
in trying to follow it. Did your parents let you watch it?
Oh, yeah. I was all over it. Like, even leading up to, like, the chase, I knew of the murders and how he was a suspect. So there was, like, a couple days build up there. Yeah, this was the news event. And I was a little bitter that Rockets Knicks was getting, you know, the small screen, because I was a little sports nerd.
It was so bizarre. I think that's when we started going crazy in this country, isn't it?
Was that the tipping point?
I think
OJ.
So. I think that's when
hot sports appear.
Yeah, I mean, look at our world now and how insane it is. I think that night, yes, was the tipping point to where, okay, let's make insanity the norm now in our society.
I mean, they aired the entire trial and it made big numbers.
I watched it every day.
Yeah, we watched it all the time.
Yeah,
and it works. Just,
and
people love dirty laundry.
That was like our first reality show in a lot of ways, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you had Judge Ito looking bored as hell up on the stand.
He had late night TV every night.
A legal expert, all you know, lawyers, that was watching it.
All the lawyers became quasi-celebrities. Darden, Marsha Clark.
It was huge. I remember, you know, that was, again, that 94 year. And then the trial was into the next year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Spring of 95?
Yep.
So, I mean, for a year, that dominated, more than a year, dominated. We would talk about it every day. It's insane. Yeah, that's when we started losing it.
So I guess we're going to have another, since the World Cup's back, we're going to have the 2026 version of the Bronco Chase.
This will involve whatever that Brittany, because Brittany seems pretty wheels off right now.
Yeah, gosh, just hold a good thought for Brittany.
Yeah.
Hopefully everything's okay there.
Hopefully her knife dancing doesn't get too out of hand.
She lives in Malibu, I think, or Ventura County, so whenever we're out there, we can just help her out however we can.
Have an intervention?
Yeah, take her to Nobu.
I mean, just to prove that it's insane, this year I guess you can watch a World Cup game and then UFC from the White House later that night.
Yeah, everything is getting stupid, isn't it, George? It's been stupid.
Is that what we're doing for America 250 is UFC?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
They're constructing the arena right now. It's also done.
They've already got the star-spangled arches already going up around the White House.
Hell yeah, brother. One quick thing here, and as everything gets dumber, as we've all gotten dumber over the years here on The Ticket, we played the Waffle Stomp audio of you in the Open today when you were dealing with, like, a terrible bronchial issue at the moment.
Yes.
And it gave us this laugh.
I had the worst wheeze laugh.
So 2 weeks ago, our stretch of Diamond Talk was maybe the worst Mino and I have ever had together, and we were watching awful Rangers baseball. They won a game.
And now look at them.
Mm-hmm. Dave Raymond also talked about how he wanted to play in traffic. It was so bad. And this happened late in one of the games, and I don't know if you caught this, but I think he was paying tribute to you, George.
First inning blues for the Rangers. You remember they had that 8-run first Tuesday night. Prior to that, the Rangers had just been waffle stomped in the first inning. And allowing three more runs here. It's now 45-26. They've been outscored.
I was hoping Murph would just be like, oh, what does waffle stomp mean?
Can you explain that to me?
Can you paint a picture?
Because of the people in the Rangers booth, I think David Murphy would be the least familiar with the waffle stomping.
I don't know. He was a baseball player.
That's true.
He had to have tilted his head just a little bit when he said that. I was like,
the hell?
Heard that term before. Man, even if I didn't have tubercular bronchitis.
Tubercular?
would have died laughing. That's the first time I'd ever heard that term. Had you guys ever heard that before? Gordo said that a couple years ago?
For our new listeners, what does waffle stomp mean?
Yeah, tell us,
if you just want to reset.
You're the veteran broadcaster here. You need to lead us.
I mean, the picture I had in my head was somehow we were talking about things you may have to do in the shower. And somehow, I think we were doing a story about maybe there was number two involved. And
you got to hide the evidence.
To get rid of it, someone had to waffle stomp it down the drain.
It makes sense to me.
I'm sorry.
It's the drain. It'll look like a waffle iron, and you just
and those two words are funny. Waffle has always been funny to me, and then stomp. Yep. Stomp is funny.
And when you mix so number two together, in with it,
and then put that action in there of someone doing that in a shower, and how can that not make you laugh?
I've learned so much from my morning show over the years. I learned what a waffle stomp is, and then you had the term chicken whipping, which I've never heard before.
One of my kids came up with that.
Okay, that's a Dunham original.
A long time ago, about, come on, I whip their chicken. And then it just turned into, that was a chicken whipping, and it made no sense. But okay. And then someone... As we always learn, when I started saying that, someone said that it's some sort of term used in a very deviant world that we live in.
Yeah.
I'm not even sure what it means. I just know it was a very innocent kid said, hey, come on, let's go. It's whip for chicken. I think we did used to have the chicken whipping of the week. And okay. That turned into on the air,
Wednesday.
And then that turned into the waffle stomp a couple of years ago. We need to bring that back this fall.
Yeah, absolutely.
For that poor high school that gets beat, 87-12. They need to be given the...
Smoking for Jesus Academy just takes one.
I think they got... Man, we need to get Ducey to get in on this and hand that award out every...
Okay, the waffle stomp.
Think of the advertising possibilities there.
Yeah.
You wouldn't jump at the chance to be the sponsor of the Waffle
House would be all over that, right? Love it.
That'd be great.
All right, George, let's party Friday. It's Summer Chill up in Frisco at Sidecar Social.
And it's all free.
Yeah. All free. We're going to watch some soccer. Go crazy.
Let's go. Friday, Summer Chill.
Hell yeah, man.